Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 5th of August. IATA has published the World Air Transport Statistics, with performance figures for 2020 demonstrating the devastating effects on global air transport during that year of the COVID-19 crisis. The findings were 1.8 billion passengers flew in 2020, a decrease of 60.2% compared to the 4.5 billion who flew in 2019. Industry-wide air travel demand, which is measured in revenue passenger kilometres, dropped by 65.9% year on year. International passenger demand decreased by 75.6% compared to the year prior. Domestic air passenger demand dropped by 48.8% compared to 2019. Total industry passenger revenues fell by 69% to $189 billion in 2020, and net losses were $126.4 billion in total. Raffles Udaipur, India's first Raffles hotel, has now opened, offering a fresh perspective on the city of Udaipur in the region of Rajasthan from a 21-acre private island set in the middle of the serene Uday Sagar Lake. The hotel itself is an architectural marvel of 101 luxurious rooms, suites, and signature suites that elegantly interweaves Western cultural references with Rajasthan's royal heritage and elements of the Mughal architecture. Guest rooms have uninterrupted lake views, private gardens, balconies, plunge pools, and an east-west designed aesthetic with murals, handcrafted furniture, and other crafts by local artisans. Raffles Udaipur, as with every Raffles hotel around the world, reflects the cultural and natural heritage and mood of its location and offers unforgettable experiences, from a celestial cruise under the moon to guided farm tours, astronomy, yoga, and meditation. Raffles' legendary service is delivered by private butlers and thoughtfully tailored to individual travelers' needs. In 2022, Silk Road Samarkand, a multifunctional tourist complex designed to become a modern attraction not only of the city of Samarkand, Uzbekistan, but also of the entire Central Asia, will be opened for visitors. The complex will combine cultural, gastro, medical, and business tourism facilities. The new complex will house world-class hotels, specialized boutique hotels, contemporary public spaces, parks, recreation and sports areas, authentic restaurants, cafes and bars, as well as an international congress hall and sites of cultural interest. The scale and significance of Silk Road Samarkand is to make it a well-deserved follow-up to the sublime monuments of the past and a driver of tourism development in that region. The name of the centre was selected deliberately. The routes of the Great Silk Road passed through the territory of current-day Uzbekistan from the 2nd century BC until the 15th century, and ancient Samarkand was one of the most important stops for trade caravans. Princess Cruises Majestic Princess has returned to Seattle, concluding its voyage to Alaska, its first U.S. sailing since the pause of operations due to the pandemic. The round-trip 7-day cruise that visited Glacier Bay National Park, Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan kick-started the ship's partial season of Alaska sailings, which will have departures through until September the 26th, 2021. In line with new health protocols, Princess has introduced various touchless experiences on the ship. including touchless embarkation and disembarkation, keyless stateroom entry, completely contactless commerce, simplified safety training, on-demand food, beverages, and retail items delivered anywhere on board, guest service requests via mobile device chat, location-based gaming and wagering, and entertainment content via smart devices. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.